We're holding Siman Reish Dalid, talks about Misha Parah, Mechasamana. Actually, we're at the beginning of Misha Parah part. Last week, just we did Sif Aleph, which just covers the basics, that if someone gives money and he did not do a proper kinyan, a proper Mais Meshicha, the din is that even though Chazal were Oikah, the kinyan Ketzav, there is no proper kinyan, nevertheless, there still will be a Chi of a Misha Parah. If the person wants to back out, he'll have to accept a Klolo, which we'll learn what exactly the klal is, but he'll have to accept the klalom if he would like to back out. And the Mechaber says halacha that this is true even if he only gave miksas domin. It means, let's say the item was worth $100, he only gave $20 on the item. Nevertheless, there is a bond, they're locked in with each other. If anyone wants to back out, there'll be a misha parah. Now, we discuss what is the reason why chazawa oika the kinyan kesef. The chari kesef is kind of in a tayrak. Leave it like that. What was the point of Chazal? So he said that Chazal were worried about that Shema Yemer Loi Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. What's going to happen is that if the Meicher still has the item by him, because the Lekeg didn't do a proper Meshich yet, and a fire breaks out, the Meicher is going to pick up his legs and say, what do I have to bother saving this guy's stuff? I'll concentrate saving my own stuff. No loss, I don't get any loss out of this if his stuff gets burnt. And if he'll be pesheo, at least less concerned with the buyer's items, and he'll let it burn down, he'll let the chitim burn up, and therefore Chazal were afraid of that. And therefore what they did was that they masakin that they were oikah the kinyan kesef. They were oikah and said, no, it still belongs to the meicher to a degree, gantz, whatever it is, and he has the right to back out. He'll have to be mekabel misha parah, but he has the right to back out. And with that, he'll be concerned to watch the chitim. Some say it's because he'll have the opportunity, just in case the chitim go up, he'll be able to profit, and therefore he'll have a vested interest to watch the chitim. Or, as we're going to see in Yad Hashem and Sif Beis, should the chitim indeed get burned, the lekeach has the right just to back out entirely, and he has no responsibility. So therefore, since he has the right to back out, the meich will definitely watch these chitim. He'll know he has to watch these chitim. But the bottom line is Chazal were oikah the kinyan because they were afraid of nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. The chayra, one could argue that when it comes to miksas damim, if he only paid a partial payment, then you didn't have to be oikah the kinyan, because even if you kept the kinyan the way it is, the meicher will watch the chitim because he's afraid that the buyer will never go through with the deal and never end up paying the rest of the money. Because he it's very nice that he did a Maisei Kinyan, it's very nice that he owes me the money, but try collecting from someone who owes you money. It doesn't work so well. So therefore, he'll have to watch the chitim, because he would like to collect the entire payment, the rest, that's the balance that's still owed. But nevertheless, comes along the Chab and says, the Chiddush Halacha, that even if he only gave Miksas Adomim, the Chazal were Oikah the Kinyan, and they left it with a Misha Parah. The Nesivus explains what's the reason, even though the time doesn't exactly work here so well. The Nesivus says it's a loy plug. Mixas donim is a kinyan kesef. Just like every kinyan kesef, chazal wa oikah, because normally in a typical kinyan kesef, there is this chash or shamiya nisrafu chitech abaliyah. So to here, even though it's only mixas donim where the time doesn't really apply, still there's a loy plug. And based on this, Nesivus takes it a step further, halacha lamaisa. And that is that if someone gives a shtar choyv, it's not really typical today unless you've done a check like a shtar choyv, which we discussed last week briefly, but if someone would give a shtar choyv al atzmai to the seller, that, according to many Rishonim, that is a din of kinyan kesef, and that alone should make a kinyan, that is a form of kesef that I obligated myself to pay you. I have a certain chayvis b'shtar, and I gave you that shtar. So that should be a maisei kinyan. And the question is, is that kinyan binding? Or no, that kinyan too, the chazal oikar, and only left it with a misha parah. The Machan Ephraim suggests that kinyan would work, because if the whole svar is yemen nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, chagavna, that the meicher really wasn't paid, only has a shtar chayv on the person, so therefore he has a vested interest, he will watch the chitim, and therefore really doesn't pass the tam ha'tikana, and the Machan Ephraim therefore suggests maybe that kinyan would work. And then the Sivis argues based on this halak, that hayoisi see by mixas domim, chazal wa oikah the kinyan, even though the tam really doesn't pass, because the loy plug, everything is part of kinyan kesef, so too, if a person gives a shtar chayv al atzmoy, which is also a type of kinyan kesef, it's a shame kinyan kesef to it, so too b'chayi gavna, Chazal wa'ika the kin, and they left it only with a mishapar, even though the tam doesn't really apply. And that's how we pass in Pasha that the Nesivis, that if someone does give ishtar chayv al atzma, it would not be a binding kinyan. It would only be for mishaparam. All right. Even though it's really not nogei here, I just throw out a zaitik makhlekes in Reish Aleph about tzitzumta. It's the noik shavayilim is that we view kesef as a kinyan. If you'll ask, a guy, what kinyan are you making when you buy something, probably he'll say the kinyan is kinyan kesef. When you pay, that's when you make a kinyan. There's a shayla amongst the G'day Le'apais, the Prisha, others, what happens bizmanenu, the kesef became a minig of Setumto, so Da'omi Hakka, the kinyan kesef of the Torah, what would be now that we have, let kesef work out Setumto, and let that make a kinyan. Because since you have the Sittum Tisha, by that itself should make a Kenyan. Sorry? What's the Sittum? I pay you money, even on a Metaltalin, the Minig, the Noyig is, that is a Kenyan. So let Kesef, forget Kesef working in a Torah, but let Kesef work, but Torah Sittum Tisha, that itself should make the Kenyan work. Just like every time you have Sittum Tisha, you'll have a different form of a Kenyan. The Gemara says you erase them on the barrels, you made a mark, or a handshake, if or Mazel Bracha, if you can establish that it's a good setumta. It's probably not, but if you can establish it would be a good setumta, depending on the case, then what would be if kesef is a setumta like we have today? Perhaps one could argue kesef is a setumta. Would that work? Would no? Even that would only be a mishapara. And it's really a machlekes achrayim. Some say, you know, they were oike kesef, but they weren't oike setumta. And others say madach kesef minatari, they were oike because of the kshash of Nitzvah Gitaka Balia, so who adin Sutumta, if Sutumta would run into that Chshash by Kesef, they would be accurate as well. Based on that, one could then argue, you know, at least clear the next Chakira, that's what I'm bringing in here, is what would be if there would be a mix as a Domim. If you create a Sutumta, mix as Domim, where we would like it to work out Sutumta, and mix as Domim really doesn't have the time of Chazal, maybe it will be a little better. Maybe then Setumta could play itself out, depending on the Achronim. But I'd rather not get into it. It's really Machlekes Achronim had done it. All right, let's move on. We're really up to Siv Beis. Nosen Demei HaMekach. If someone paid V'nenas, and the item Taka was Nisrafa, Koidim Shichenu, before he purchased it, before he took possession of it, means he was Moshech at L'Shusai, the item disappeared. Va'amalei, and the lokeach tells the seller, "Tainli mechi, either give me the item, as we have a contracted item, or hagzili moisei, return me the money that I gave you." Means he's not happy the fact that he should be stuck with being with paying without receiving an item in return. Ava pishiyesh edim she'avad ba'oinis, even though there are edim that indeed it was lost ba'oinis. V'lohayekoyach b'meicha la'tziloi, the meicha. Didn't have the power to save it. He was not a batalin, he was not peshaya at all in trying to save this item. So really, if the whole time was, and here he tried his best and he still couldn't save it, nevertheless, still the seller has a responsibility to give back the money. And there's no makom here for mishapara. Mishapara is when you don't want to go through a deal where the seller has the goods that he could deliver. In this case, where the seller doesn't have the goods to deliver because they were nanas, and it's not my responsibility that it was nanas. So the lokeach says, look, I don't want a mishapara, just tam and adulter, and I'm not interested in mishapara. Which basically, in lomdus, means that the lokeach is not responsible for the oinis. It's the liability, responsibility of the oinis falls on the meicha and has nothing to do with the lekeach, and he can get away without any mishapara. The yesh emrim, even further, duhu adin l'misha choyzeboi m'pnei shu yorei laavs et kol ha-mekach. If someone would like to back out, the oinis didn't take place yet, but the oinis is about to take place. He sees it coming, and he has a reason why he would like to back out now, before he waits till the oinis to actually kick in. But he sees, the lokech would like to be choyza. The lokech, just like the reish of the machaveh, the lokech would like to be choyza because the seller doesn't have the goods to deliver. Well, the yeshoimim is being moisif, the lokech would like to be choyza because he sees that the moich is not going to have the goods to deliver, because he sees the oin is coming, and he would like to be choyza now rather than wait later on. what's an nafkamina? So if you look in the Sma Sivdalid, the Sma says, but let me first finish our lock, and I'll take another one. He has a right to back out. Why doesn't he just wait for the Aynis? So this man, Sivkan Dalit, says, maybe you spend the money, I won't be able to get it from you, or I'll have to take your din Torah. I would like to settle it now. I see the Aynis coming. We know that the Aynis is going to come. I would like to back out now and give me back my money when I still have this opportunity. He has a right to back out, and he need not accept a mishapara. The Achronim are quick to point out that there's not any whim, any subjective type of, I think an oinus is coming. No, it means that it's a definite proof. It's obviously a kolofiyeni adayin, but it means it's definite that the oinus is zikha coming, and therefore the lokeach would like to back out. Because he's Yori Lavza Kolameka, he's not interested, he would like to back out already now, he has a right to back out. Now, between these two sheetahs, the Shach brings in the Bach, the Shach and Sivkan Gimel says, the Chaim Pasa Kabach, like this Yeshurman, that he indeed has a right to back out. What is the Lumdis? What's the Shaila going on here? It sounds like the first sheetah doesn't hold of that, only the second sheetah holds he's allowed to back out even before the Oinus came about. The first sheetah seems that no, you have to wait till the Oinus comes. What's the machlokes? So bavusta tshuvas neid b'yehudit, a velt tshuva, yisaidis and umdenus, and he plugs in his yisaid in this sif, and that's why I feel it's important. If it's coming from here, it's important to share it with the oilam. The ma'isa shahaya kachaya, that there was a person who was meshadach with a girl, and during the engagement, the grandfather of the girl loyalena went off to derech. And based on that, the Meshudach, the Chosin, would like to back out from the Shidduch because I'm not marrying a Meshubid's granddaughter. And there was a Shailin, a big tumul, if he's allowed to back out, if he's not, to a Knossim, there might have been a Shvu involved they were discussing. Does he have a right to back out? Part of the Shaila there is dependent on a Svara. Can you use an Umdana when something involves two parties? We know that normally we go about an umdana, and granted, let's say there's an umdana that no one's interested in marrying a Meshumid's granddaughter, that's true, and granted that there is such an umdana, but does an umdana play itself out when it involves two parties? For example, a classic case is Taisis. Taisis says, I buy a para from you, and 2 weeks after I buy the para dies, has a heart attack. In fact, Taisis says, Shailo, why can't the lokek tiny to make a Taisis? It's a non-sadi that no one's interested in buying a par if it's going to die 2 weeks later. It's a non-sadi, it's such a be. An umdana, kilo that we will mat the la term in the Mecca, after I died to Docha, I was never interested. Like a built-in insurance policy, a built-in warranty that if anything goes wrong, I'm not interested, because for that I'm buying this item. So of course that's not a taina. Why not? So the svara given is because mitzad lokech and a chanami, he would never want to go into such a deal. But mitzad the moicha, he's not interested in taking an insurance policy on the lokech's item. He knows once he gets paid and he gave the item, he doesn't want to hear from the lokech again. So even a chanami, and a chanami mitzad the lokech's perspective, we can entertain that there's a svara brura that he wouldn't want it. But mitzad the moicha, we entertain for kerek, and therefore minastam. When it takes two to tango, when there's a deal and there are terms that are not discussed, that's not a non-sadi. You can't have a non-sadi, a one-sided or a non-sadi. Just because the lokeach has that a non-sadi doesn't mean the mech is masking to such a term. So the shaila would be, let's say, in the case of the meshudach. He went into the shidduch because at that time she was not a meshudach, a meshumid's granddaughter. Well, now you want to say that enochanamir is an umdana, but mitzad meshudaches, the girl who went into the shidduch and whatever the tanoim and the shvu is, whatever the maton is, whatever else was involved in the shidduch, the mitzad the girl, look, she's interested in going through the shidduch, even if her grandfather, Khulila, turns into a meshumid. So when you have a relationship, an understanding, a mekach, which involves two parties, you can't just create a one-sided, a unilateral umdan. That's very nice. But mitzad the other party, we don't have that umdana, and therefore, minastam, you're bound to the terms. That was a svara that the Shoah was using. And on that, the Neid Yehuda said the following yisayd. He had three chalukim, but I'm going to discuss this one because that's what he comes from here. He says that there's a chiluk. Those Rishonim who say this din, and it's said many times, that you don't use an umdan if it involves two parties, is only if the deal was done. You purchased this parah, you made a kinyan, now the parah is yours. Now you want to say, should you have a schus to return the parah in case it was nenas, you didn't want to go into the deal. So, and a chanami, it involves two parties. Mitzad HaMarchi doesn't want this Anan Sadi's Tanai, and Mitzad HaLokeach he do. So, Minastam, obviously the Lokeach is not going to have his way. And the Surah being, and let me just take it a step further, is if the Lokeach really wanted it, he should have been Matal such a Tanai. The reason why he didn't want to be Matal such a Tanai, because he knew very well that the Mech would never buy into such a deal. He wouldn't be selling him an item if he had to take this warranty. So, therefore, Minastam, he was Nochis to go into the deal, the Lokeach was Nochis to go into the deal, even without this warranty on the item. So, to Nedivida, that's only after you made the kinyan, a full fledged kinyan. But when it comes to, let's say, a Shedok, you have an engagement, we did not make the kinyan yet. So he says there, a one sided non tzaddik could work. I don't have to reckon with the other tzaddik because the kinyan didn't go through. I only have to reckon with tzaddik. You want to know, did I go into the Shedok? Did I obligate myself that I plan on getting married to her? No, I did not, if she's going to be a Mishumah's granddaughter. I did not. You want to know if she? Well, she's not locked into me yet. We didn't make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. You just want to know mitzad me, mitzad my shvu, mitzad whatever goes into a Shidduch, Tanoim, whatever it is. I'm not willing to go into such a deal. So therefore the Nedvida says that we don't have to reckon with the other tzad yet because the Kinyan was not fully made. Zok the Nedvida, V'raya L'dava, how do I know this chilek? That's from Reish Dalet Siv Beis. Because you see that the Yesh Rimrim says that Hu Adin L'misha Choyzeva M'mnei Shu Yori Lahav Zekol HaMekach, he has a right to back out. Why? Because the Oynis is coming. So what? The Oynis is coming. Right now, you're locked in. When the Oynis comes and the Oynis happens already, then you'll be able to back out like the Mechaba, like the first Shita. But right now, the Oynis didn't happen yet. Why do you have a right to back out? Hakocha must be Pshat is because it's Anan Sahadi that you would never want to be locked into a deal and let your money sit and rot in the seller's hands when you know for sure you're not going to get the goods. The goods will never be delivered because the Oynis is going to happen tomorrow. So there's Anan Sahadi, you're never willing to be bound by such an agreement if you know that tomorrow the goods aren't going to come through. So therefore, Zaktin Vida, it involves two parties. Zaktin it doesn't involve two parties. Hayois, the Kinyan Kesef, the Okko Chazal, the Kinyan Kesef. So there's no Kinyan yet. It's only a Misha Para. So right now, I don't have to reckon with the Tzad of the seller. Right now, Mitzad the Lokeach. The Lokeach says, you know very well, there's an Tzad, I was never masking to such a deal. And therefore, I have a right to back out, even though the Oynis didn't materialize that. That's what the Nani Vida is. So the end of the he has many halukim. At the end of the tshuva, he's on the side of the chosin that the chosin has the right to back out. That's how the Nedivida touches the second shita. I said the Nedivida, the first shita is mashma, not like that. It's mashma in the first shita. It's a yesh oimrim. It's mashakila. The others are chokim who hold that no, the lokeach has no right to back out until the oinis actually takes place. I went out into my beautiful svara. There's a nan zadi, and I don't have to reckon with the other party. There's an omdano. No? No, you have it wrong. At the first sheet of the Mechaba holds something else. And it's Yisoid and Misha Bar. The first sheet holds that Hayois Kesef was Koinim in HaTorah, even though Chazal lowered that Kinyan status to a Misha Para, but they left it that it's a full-fledged Kinyan until you Mechaba the Misha Para. And therefore, it does involve another party. The kinyan already took place. You think the kinyan didn't take place? It took place. There was already a full-fledged kinyan yesterday when we made the Nesinyas Kesef. That was a full kinyan. Now, of course, I have a schus. Chazal gave me a schus to undo the kinyan with a Misha Para. But because I don't undo that kinyan with a Misha Para, I don't accept upon myself a Misha Para. The kinyan was done. So now, you can't use this anantah because the taket involves two parties because the kinyan already took place. The second sheet, on the other hand, holds no. That Chazal will oike the kinyan lagamri, and there's no kinyan left. That's it. There's no more kinyan left, and it's only a Misha Para, so it does not involve two parties. But the first sheet holds no, that there's still a kinyan there until you're willing to be Makam Misha Para. And hey, you're not willing to be Makam Misha Para when this oinus is about to come. You don't want to get the Misha Para, so you're not allowed to back out, even though there might be a numdan up and involves two parties. You know, the Yudu basically is Taylor, perhaps what we call the two shitas in this Mechaba, based on the lumb, that's a fundamental shayla. How did Chazal be oika the Kinyan Kesef? Did they just a blanket that says there's no more Kinyan Kesef and they only left it with Misha Para? Or no, they said Avada there's a Kinyan Kesef intact until you mean Mechaba Misha Para. Kozman, you don't become Misha Para, there will be a Kinyan Kesef. My nafkamina. So Mishpat Shalom has a case as a nafkamina. This yisoid, this machlekes comes out of Parsha to nafkamina. It is the truth. Mara Malshech that has the following story. Reuven sold an item to Shimon just with money. That means the item is still resting by Reuven. Then Shimon in turn flipped the goods and sold it to Levi. So the shaila was, does Levi or Shimon have a right to back out from that second deal? And so to Ramalshech, he does. The Lava Pashit, he does. Because Hayoi said Shimon only gave Mois to Reuven. So he really doesn't own it yet. It's only a Kinyan Kesser, which is Chazawa Oike. So he doesn't own it yet. So how could he sell something to Levi that something doesn't own? So Kumtai says, it's as if he'd never sold it. Just like you can't sell, can I sell you something that I don't have? No. So Zatim Ramalshech, Shimon cannot sell these goods that still belong to Reuven, to Levi. He can't sell those goods to Levi. It won't work. It won't work. So it's as if the second kinyan, the deal between Shimon and Levi, never took place at all. Because Chazal were oikah the kinyan kasef. So to Mishpat Shalom, that.
The second one.
Sorry?
The second one, how did you do it?
Oh, it's irrelevant. God, I think we're talking about deal.
He
did it.
No, if you gave kasef,
at least you should have a mishapara. And the Maharshek is saying you don't even have a mishapara. It's nothing. Nothing took place. And if you did a kinyan suda, let's say, to have a real kinyan, still, nothing to place. How could you sell something that doesn't belong to you? Very often you'll see that you flip goods, it doesn't belong to you yet. Sorry? Shimon backed out from Levi or backed out from Reuven? No, Shimon backed out from Reuven, we're not discussing. Yes. No, it's a din, because I'll give a curse, a mishapar, just like Mechusa Amona is not a kinyan, but Mechusa Amona is Sheyes Yisrael Yasa Avlo, like we discussed last week, mishapar is based on that same pasuk, Sheyes Yisrael Yasa Avlo. So you gave your word, Devam Dikabai Daimois, it's a stronger word, maybe it's good on the fact that it used to be a kinyan kesef. Sorry? It's a dovshina b'shusai. I don't know, it's b'ilam, which is in a b'shusai. Whatever, it's a dovshina b'shusai, that he doesn't have the ability to buy. Right, he's at the mercy of Reuven if Reuven wants to go through the deal. The fact that he could force Reuven to accept the Mishapara, that's very nice, but doesn't mean that he has a real kinyan in the item. And Mamela, his relationship to Levi is just a farce. It's Mamisha hoax. There's no deal. You can't sell something that you don't own. And if the Ramalchik says there's no problem between Shimon and Levi.
But
right, so Zakta Mishpat Shalom, that would only be like the Yeshayman, the Mizlaitis, Lomdis of the native Yudah, that would only be like the Yeshayman. Like the Yeshayman, that Chazal were Oikah the Kinyan entirely, and the Chanami Shimon didn't own it yet. He might have thought he owned it, but he didn't own it, so he has no right to make any deal with Levi. Meshenkin, like the first Shita, native Yudah's first Shita, that is, that really there was a Kinyan until you accepted Mishapara. So Kozman Shimon was not Chayza from Reuven and never accepted a Mishapara. He Taka was kind of the Chavis Midaraisa, and even Midarabanan. He really owns the Chavis entirely, and he will have the right to now sell it in turn to Levi. So there will be a relationship between him and Levi, and then should he back out, there will be either Mishapara or Kinyan Gam or whatever it is. So he gets burnt, he has a right to back out. He has a right to back out. The schus that the Chazal gave him to be able to back out, and the reason why they did it is because that the seller should be careful and watch the chidin. Could who want? That's the same shaila. Because Shimon, that would be the same shaila. Does Shimon really own something here, or does he not own it? And the chayzak the mishpat shalom, it really should be dependent on the two svaris of the nedib yudah. The ma'ase is the shach already passed, he quotes the pak, the passing like the yeshayimim. So really, Ken Zayin, that this shaila really doesn't have halacha l'maisa ramification, because anyway, we pass on like the Yeshayimim, which means that Chazal wa'oikah the kinyan lagami. Okay, but at least there will be a first shita involved, Zakta Mishpat Shalom, not like the Maramalshik. If you learn the Mechaba, like that first shita in the Neid of Yehudah, that's for it, that there really is a kinyan to Yechayza, and the Chanami, if he in turn sell it to Levi, there will be a kinyan, and there will be a problem. Well, let's see, if he sold it with Kesa, there will be a Mishapara. If he sold it with a kinyan Suda, there will be a real kinyan going on. For us, we're the Chayv Lekamishap. Oh, Ava Bishalo Niknu Loyam Lataltalam. Yeah, I am. Okay, fine. I mean, Kavin Lo Niknu Lataltalam Lagamri means that you can't back out, but without a recourse. Okay, but fine. I have no problem with it. The Mice says we pass in anyway, patches like the second Shita.
Yesterday, the first Shita was the same.
Between me and you, I don't want to. I keep on saying that if you do first sheet, because I'm not convinced that the first sheet, quote unquote, that there is a first sheet in Siv Beis. Mechaber says one halacha, the Yesh Rambam another halacha. I'm not saying that that new halacha is muskim bakal. It's true, but it's not like the first sheet is arguing. It's not like there's a stam vakak makleikus. You know, stam vakak Yesh Rambam. The first sheet is talking about something else, talking about when the inus actually took place. But in the view, the call the two sheet is in Siv Beis. That's how he refers to it. That's why. You know, how did the Kinyan Kesef fall off when you make a Mishabara? That's what Chazal did. The Chazal. Sorry? By the Oynis case. No, yeah, because that's called the Achnis. It means Chazal said that in order to force or to give an incentive for the seller to run and watch these chitim, we had to have the ability, give the ability to Pelakek to be Choyza. So he could be Choyza. Before him with the Mishabar, let's say the Chitim went down or up, whatever it is, if you'd like to be Chayzer. And if it was Nenas, we gave him the right to be Chayzer even without a Mishabar. It's just correct. They were okay, only Bechagan that there was an Oynis. I mean, if it was no Oynis, you had to accept the Mishabar. Correct. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't mean that it's like, you know, a tit for a tat. It's only bedafka if you give a mishapara instead. It's just a lambda. Until you makabo mishapara or get out without needing to be makabo mishapara, like my inoinus, until then, there was a real kinyan taking place.
You said that if the seller doesn't own the stuff yet, so even though the buyer gave him money, he can't be selling it. So that would be a chilek if somebody gives a deposit on something.
Okay. Really, let's wait for Siv Gimel and we'll discuss a little bit more on that. It's even though Siv Gimel is a very big kitzur, but I'll try to remember to discuss it there. Where are you talking about? So Tal is talking about paying b'miktas. He's talking about a case where the seller doesn't own the item yet.
The seller now is going to acquire the item.
He doesn't own it yet. It's not in stock.
Therefore, the Mars couldn't have done any type of kinyan.
It's a davar shelo b'shusay, a davar shelo b'loilam, whatever it might be. You build a house, and the house is not here yet. All right. Let me say two more halakhas on this Sif Aleph. It says over here, in this case, it's talking about a case where the oynis took place, and then you would like to back out. The kex says, look, I'm not interested in going through a deal, you're not delivering me the goods. Well, the yeshayim is, I foresee the oynis happening, I have a right to back out. What happens if the lokeach backed out? Shaloi kedin. He backed out because whatever reason he wanted to back out, and therefore he really deserved to get a mishapara. Look, the Rebbeinu Shalom has his ways, and after he backed out, the chitim got burnt up or nevad anyway. What would be? Does the lokeach still have a chiyuv to be mekabel mishapara? The two tzedadim, the way I understand the two tzedadim, the challenge is: look, mishapara is because Yisrael liyas avla. You did an avla by backing out and not keeping your word. Look, this guy did an avla. At the time you backed out, you did an avla, and if you deserve this mishapara. On the other hand is let's say there'll be here a tshuva b'libay and he'll realize that the time of Shapar is coming along, no, you're right, I want to go through with the deal. Now he has a right to back out without getting any Mishapar because it was already nenas. So could you give him this klalo? Or he could say, you're right, you know, I'd rather not accept the klalo, I'll go through with the deal, and there's no deal, and therefore I have a right to back out. Would you get a Mishapar? The Truma Sakri, klaz de shayla. He was noita lechatchila misvar de nafshe that this should not be a mishapara because how could he force a mishapara who was already nenas? Now he doesn't have to go through with the deal. Then he brings the musrai. He brings the raya from the gemara. That's mashal that after chay gavna there would be mishapara. The achrayim after him, the rechshay and the chuvish shalomeshiv bring down his raya and the matchik of the raya. No right to his din, and therefore the choyzer back to his svara mibachot that avad b'chagavne there would not be a mishapara, and they say mamish esor. The svara is because right now I'm ready to go through with the deal. You're right, I'm choyzer b'tshuva. I want to go through with the deal, but now it's nenas. I don't have to get a mishapara. Another interesting halacha.
Backs out on Sunday.
down.
Well, now let's say pretend the goods did not burn down, and on Tuesday the seller had the opportunity to deliver the goods, and the buyer refused. So he takes him to Bezin on Thursday, and on Thursday he wants to give him a Misha Parah. And on Thursday he sees the packet of a Misha Parah. He now learned what a Misha Parah is, and he talks his Chayza B'Tshuva. He says, Bezin, you're right, I'm going through with the deal on Thursday. What will be the halacha? He won't have to get a Misha Parah. Because he's Chayza B'Tshuva. The point of bringing him to Bezin and setting up for this Klala is that he should taka go through with the deal. So that's the same case here. So even though it was Nenas on Thursday, the buyer says, you're right, I'm scared about this Misha Parah and I want to go through with this deal. Oh, but now you don't have the goods to deliver. So now you don't have to go through with the deal.
So everything is only
calling out Bezin. Bezin's the one who gives the Misha Parah. Right, so we have to get him to Bezin. So Mamela, that's where they come out. That Avada, by the time they came to Bezin to give him Misha Parah, the goods were burnt or missing, disappeared. It's fine. The lekeks off the hook. Right, the Maril Diskin. It means he deserves a Misha Parah. But what I'm trying to say is, what happens in that case? He deserved a Misha Parah. Now he's chayzer v'tshuva. Okay, he's willing to go through his deal. So now he doesn't deserve it anymore, right? So in this case, he always has the opportunity, and maybe he should take a good time to teach him this, but basically is, look, I'm ready to go through with the deal, but I don't have to anyway, because it was Nana, so it's no problem anyway. All right. Another shaila is, what would be... Do we give him a Misha Parah now? The Bach says, the Svara, that calls man, you have a suffix, if in any time there's a machlek, is a place, if a person deserves a Misha Parah, it's a kula l'nitva, which means he doesn't have to accept a Misha Parah. I mean, a suffix, you can't force a Misha Parah on somebody. If you don't know, you can't give him a klala. The Bach, and the way he says it, it's much where he's saying it here too, that is the reason why we pass him like the Yeshayman. The reason why Yeshayman do adim a Misha Chayzav, but nature yore lafsa kol amegav, is because vivayt, you have a machleik as a poiskim if b'chaygam he deserves a misha parah. So in doubt, you can't give a misha parah when it's a suffix. A machleik is a poiskim. You can't give a misha parah. That's the back svara. Let me play itself out. So l'chay the obvious kasha is, I mean, you're mentioning it. The problem is it's bishloimo if you'll have a case where the lekeach paid the money to the meich and the meich would like to back out. And you have a suffix, does the meich deserve a Misha Parah? So, when a suffix, you can't give a Misha Parah. But in the case where the lekeach paid the money to the meich and now the lekeach would like to back out, why can't the meich and of course get back his money, why can't the meich say, look, Hakim li like the poiskim hold that you deserve a Misha Parah. And calls man, you don't go to Bezin and get a Misha Parah. I'm not giving you back any of your money. You want to get a Misha Parah? Take it, Gazintai, I'll give you back your money. You refuse to take a Misha Parah, I don't have a chiv to give back the money. I only have a chiv to give back the money. If you're Mekabo Misha Parah. And the Chayra, this case, is this Mamish is such a case with the Lokeach trying to back out because he anticipates an oinis. And nevertheless, the Chayra, the Mashmais Rabach, that is the reason why here he passed into Yeshayimrim, because of this Farah, that in a Suffolk you don't have to get a Misha Parah. So what? Okay, so let me play itself out, and I'll show you. Maybe that's what you mean. Maybe you haven't done mishpat shalom. So the machlek is erich shai mishpat shalom. Mamish, how to understand this bach? The erich shai understands this bach in ganzen. He understands the bach that even if the meich is muktzak the money, the lekeach need not get a misha parah. His far is, he's not 100% clear, but the way I understand his far is that there's a svara of suffix betakana. Whenever you have a suffix and a takana, we assume that there's no takana. It's a method of psak. Whenever you have a suffix with chazal, we're masakin something, then we leave it the way it was, and I'll didn't tell you without the takana. So here too, if you have a suffix with a masakin here, misha parah or not, so you have to leave it, I'll didn't tell you that there was no misha parah, and therefore you should get off the hook. There's a svara, you could be meisiv on that svara, that the Gemara in Baba Basra has a, when you have an elon next to a bar, and the elon's roots damage the bar, so the Mishnah says that if the bar was first, so then you chop down the Ilan. If the Ilan was first, then, and then Bar was second, I think this is how I go by an ear. You have to look it up. But then you could, if the Ilan was first and you chop it down when it's next to the ear, but then the Baal Ilan has to be reimbursed for the price of the tree. So what's the suffix? It means either tzad, the Ilan Zech has to be cut down. The challenge just is, does the Baal Abor, the Baal, whatever, the city, do they have to pay the Ilan to reimburse them for the cutting down of the tree? And if it's a suffix, which one came first? The halacha is that the Ilan gets cut down, and the city is parted from paying. What's going on? Let the Baal Ilan say, I'm not willing to cut down my tree until you pay me. So the svar that the Rishonim say over there is, the fact that the tree has to be cut down, that's a fact. It's no matter which side, we got to cut it down. Now you want to know, do I have to pay it? Does the city have to pay it for the Ilan? Oh, so that's a suffix then. Now you have a suffix. Does the city have to pay it for the Ilan? So I might make a veil of a raya. So to here. The fact that the kinyan wasn't chal, if you'd like to back out, that's a fact. That's it. You don't have, the kinyan's not chal. Now you want to know, do you have to give me a misha paran, and the mailer, you have to return me my money. Now you want to know, do you give me misha paran? No, so it's a suffix. I don't have to accept the misha paran. That's, l'chaya would be the svar of the Erech Shai. And that's how he learns, based on the fact that the Bach uses halacha to be machriya on this Yeshayim, you see that even though the Meich was mukzik the money, you could use a svar that suffix misha para, there is no misha para. Excellent. I'm going to get to it. Very good. The Mishpat Shalom, on the other hand, argues with the Erech Shai, and it says it's not true. He learns that if you have a suffix misha para, that which a buyer says something mishapara is no mishapara is on the seller. But if the buyer already gave money, the seller doesn't have to give back the money until the buyer wants to accept the mishapara. Should the buyer, let's say, only gave miksas domen, and the buyer is willing to leave the money by the seller, okay, yanachanami, the buyer doesn't have to get a mishapara. But should the buyer want back his money, he's not going to see a penny of it unless he's makabel mishapara, because the meich is taka or muksik in the money. That's what Mishpat Shalom says. You have a problem. That I hold that he has to get a Mishra Parah, but it's Fadr Safik. How could Bezin curse somebody? I mean, that's Safik, now it's a Safik Issa. You're cursing someone who you might not be able to curse, and you'll be able to live in the Torah, like Sar. How do you do that? You curse Minastam, Shalai Benaychak. You just say in third person, whoever is not Aymed Bidiburai and deserves a Mishra Parah gets a Mishra Parah. So, Mamela, if he deserved the Mishra Parah, the Bani Shalom knows, we'll give him the Kala. If he didn't deserve the Mishra Parah, the Bani Shalom knows, then he won't give him the Kala. He's not Bechlal, this Kala. And David the Mishra Shalom passed himself like the Erech Shai, and he says that he does deserve a Mishra Parah, and the Moichah could tie in a Moksik. And one of the reasons why he passed not like the Erech Shai is because of this Vari. He says that the Erech Shai Svara, this type of svar would be very good if you know for sure Chazawa Oikah the Kinyan Kesef, and you just have a suffix, does he deserve a Mishra Parah or not? So I understand, Kesef is finished with, and I only have a suffix Mishra Parah. Suffix Mishra Parah, there is no Mishra Parah. But if you learn like the Nidv Yehuda, that the other tzad, let's say there's the first sheet of holes, that really there was a full-fledged Kinyan, it's only that if you Mekabu Mishra Parah, you could undo the Kinyan, Zaktam Mishra Shalom calls man, you didn't Mekabu the Mishra Parah. You didn't undo the kinyan, and there is a real kinyan, and the moich is muksek, and moich is mekaver, all of a raya. And Mamele Yag is the Erech Shai. If you pass him to the second sheet, he won't have that, no, to be the svara. But yes, he uses that svara not to go like the Erech Shai. But the bottom line is, it would be a shayla what to do, because there's no akra I saw between the Erech Shai and the Mishpat Shalom. Erech Shai quotes Mishpat Shalom's first version, then in the Madura Bas and Mishpat Shalom, he quotes the Erech Shai. They lived at the same time. And they're arguing at each other. The Erech Shai brings the raya from Nafkas Reichel, the Mishpat Shalom argues with the raya. At the end of the day, if you have a suffix Mishra Parah, l'chaya, there's no Mishra Parah like the Bach says. But the question is, if the Moich is Mutzik their money, so they have to release the money without the Lekeg, Mimakam Mishra Parah, it's l'chaya, Machlek is a place. So Bezin will give it Misafik. No, but Bezin wants to give him the curse. So Bezin should. Bezin will give him the curse. So. Not a Tanai. I'm not cursing him. I'm cursing anyone who's not Aimeh B'Diburai. If this guy's Aimeh B'Diburai, he's not part of the curse. It's not B'Tanai. I wasn't referring to him L'Kavchimah. I'm referring to those people who accept money and don't go through with the deal. I agree. Well, could be based on what. But yes, if you learn that the Shabbat on the like the back with the second shita, you won't be able to use that 90 vita. But he argues anyway. He just throws in it as another tzvara. He argues anyway. He doesn't hold of the Shai. He feels that the person is entitled to be a muktzik and to mona mishapara from the lokeh. But it's a yisaidis take the thing, because we're going to see shyly after shyly. There are going to be a lot of nafkaminis. Machlek zapaisim when you get a mishapara. All right, let's do Sif Gimel. Ha-paisik al-shar shebishuk. If someone is being paisik al-shar shebishuk, that means that the seller does not have the item with him, but it's accessible in the marketplace. One could easily go in the market and buy it. V'kibul damim, and he took money, v'lohoyoloi oisam min shepatakolot, but he didn't have the item by him. Nizbar b'simun v'eshtes, ayin l'kamon sim v'eshtes, sivvok. So it's really not our Indian to go into, and that's really the Indian you're raising, is when you purchase something on order, and the person doesn't have it in his inventory, he has to order it from his wholesale or whatever it is, will you get a mishapara? What's wrong? Well, normally you would say there's no kinyan, right? It's a davashenu b'shusay. But on the other hand, there's a svar to say that if it's easily accessible, it's easily, you can just get it from your wholesale, it's around, it's a davar shebala oilam, just enu b'shusay, and you could easily get it, there you'll see that the shak and smaz, maklik's how to take it, but yes, there would be pashas and mishapara, depending on the case. But yes, there's a svar to say that there would be a mishapara. That kesef would work, as I vai, to create a mishapara. If it would be something that has to be custom made and is not ba'ilam, that's different. We're talking about something that's ba'ilam, the manufacturer has it, just, you know, I have to get it from him, I have to get it from my wholesaler. But if you're ordering a custom piece of furniture very often, could be that the manufacturer doesn't have it either. And you're going to call up the manufacturer to now make it, now that's already a davar shloi ba'ilam. That's something else. And that's a different shaila amongst the poskim. What would be on a davar shloi ba'ilam? Will it work? Will you have a mishapara? Will you have a setumta on the davar shloi ba'ilam? That's a machlokes, it's a poskim. It plays itself out. So therefore, again, if you're going to end up with a machlokes, now you have the shaila that we mentioned before. When you have a suffix mishapara, do you get a mishapara or not? So that will be a whole different shaila. L'chari, the case of Maram Aushik, if he was purchasing something that was easily in the marketplace, the fact that he purchased it from Reuven doesn't mean it's a shar shebishuk. Let's say it was a unique item that only Reuven has, okay? It was the Mona Lisa that only Reuven has, but he contracted it out to sell it now to Shimon. He took money for it, but he never delivered the Mona Lisa to Shimon. And now Shimon, in turn, now wants to sell it to Levi. That's not this halakha. That's not a shar shebishuk. Because shar shebishuk means that something that's easily accessible, I could buy it. Shimon can buy it from Reuven if Reuven doesn't want.
So
it's as if command is, it's as if it's he has it already, because it's biyadei to get. He'll just call up one wholesaler, the next wholesaler, he'll get it. It's a matter of minutes, and he'll have the item by his door. No, Shimon is at the mercy of Reuven. If Reuven doesn't want to deliver the goods, Shimon's not getting it. Here the vote is, and I have a seller, what are you going to tell me? That person doesn't want to deliver the goods? It's not a problem. It's shar shebishuk. It's ayvela seicha. I won't get it from that seller. I'll get it from a different seller. There's so many. It's mass produced. There's a million tape recorders out in the world. You want me to get a tape recorder for you? No problem. I'll get you a tape recorder. I know. It's for sure. I'll get you the tape recorder. Here, if it's a unique item, Reuven... No, if it's something that's shar shebishuk, if it's shar shebishuk, he'll get a misha parashuk, whatever. Again, it's totally on what it says. No. I wasn't doing it because you weren't relying on me because Reuven. I have a contract with Reuven. You're relying on me that I'm going to be aimed b'diburai because you know it's biyadi to get. Love to have come from Reuven. You don't even know that Reuven's there. You don't even know that I already contracted it with Reuven. You know that I can get it from the shuk. I'll get it from one wholesaler, the next wholesaler. It's out there. It's mass produced. But if you want a specific item, and that's not a shar shebishuk, that's not easily accessible, no, then I will not be able to, you will not be have a mishapara. How can you get a mishapara? You're relying on me on something that's not in my control? I don't have the ability to get it. I'm trying to get it for you. Sorry? But if he does back out, now what happens? If Reuven backs out, what are you going to do to Shimon? He can't do anything to him. He's anointed. What should he do? No, so now I'm trying to say, so therefore, even if Reuven did not yet back out, but how do you rely on me if you know that I'm at the mercy of other people? It's not biyadi to get.
I can't rely on that
people always were. Very nice. We hope that a yid will always were, but you know that it's not biyadi. You know that it's not my word that you're relying on. You're relying on Reuven's word. Very nice. But you're not relying on my word. You know that's not biyakolti to get. The whole svar of shasha b'shuk is, you know that I can easily get it in the shuk, so you're relying on me. Correct. It's enem b'shusa, but you can get it. But it's biyadi to get, because there are 1,000 stores in town. All of them are selling this item, so you know for sure I'm going to get this item. And the only reason I won't get this item is because I don't want to go through with my word. But you know that I can get the item. You know it's biyadi to get the item. Majenkin, if it's a unique item, it's a one of a kind, I can't get the item. I only can get it from Reuven. If Reuven doesn't want to sell it to me, I can't sell it to you. But he still doesn't have to sell it to me. All right, let's move on. Well, we'll discuss it after the shiur if you have problems. But I think there's a chiluk here. All right. What if I now have a b'shusi? There is a svara here by it's really not our inyonim. There's a Gemara says a svara that if I sell you an item that I don't have, you didn't know that I don't have it, so I misrepresented the facts. I'm sort of maybe in a way of like a gazan or whatever it is. So there's a svara that when I do indeed get the item, a kavan is to keep my word, and automatically the kinyan works then, because when I purchase it from the wholesaler, from that other third party, I was purchasing it for you. I don't know if that plays itself out really in a store situation. The guy gets it from the wholesaler. I don't think at the time he's making the kinyan, the wholesaler, it's for me, because let's say the kefetz blows up, I don't want the item. I don't think the lumd is, you're buying it for me and it's already mine. I can't be Makadah Janisha with it. It's just you making sure to have it in stock because you know that I would like to buy it. So I don't know if those svaras make a difference. If there would be Mishabar, there would be Mishabar. If there's not, it's possible that nevertheless will be not, even if you end up getting the item. All right, let's move on to Sif Dalet. Ketet Mekabel Mishapara. How are you being Mekabel Mishapara? We keep on discussing this Mishapara. What exactly is it? So Dr. Mechaba, Oirin Oisai Bebezdin. Bezdin curses him, Vaimrim. Mishapara Manchidor Amabel, Omanchidor Aflogo, Omanchi Sedim Vamoiro, Umi Mitraim Shetovu Buyam. Like we discussed last week, like the four catastrophic punishments. I mean, it was terrible, like the four in history of Chazal, history of the Torah. Hu Yifra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shepei, Hu Yifra Mimi She'eno Imed B'Diburei. Son is not Imed B'Diburei. Now, I should say that, I should add that we don't make this Mishapara for just a regular person who's Eino Imed B'Diburei. Son is a Mechus HaMana, we don't give the curse, even though he's also Eino Imed B'Diburei. But at least for this person who's Eino Imed B'Diburei, who already got money, already has what we call Dvarm Dikah B'Adayim Mois, or Kinyan Kesef Min HaTorah, yes, then we hit him hard because he was Eino Imed B'Diburei. But Yeshreimim Sha'imim Lo, who Yifra Mimcha, even in B'Neichach, we talk not in third person, but in second person, Im Eincha Imed B'Diburcha, Yeshreimim Sha'imim Lo B'Rabim, we even say B'Rabim. The minute is that we only say it in a Bezdin, but it's a Machlek, is do we do it in third person or do we do it in second person? Like I said last week, the Gemara says, I went to the lav of Leisar, you're now allowed to curse the Yid. So Gemara says, someone who's Eino Imed B'Diburei, Sheiz Yisrael Lo Yatz Avlo, is not a Yid. He's not an Oysen Maisa Amcha. Like the Mechabit says in Sif Aleph, Lo Oysen Maisa Yisrael. So Lagabi, this Inyan, this Maisa that he's doing, which is not an Oysen Maisa Amcha, we have a right to curse him on this Maisa. Taisa says, not a blank check that you could curse him now for everything, but yes, you are allowed to curse him for this specific Maisa, because he's not an Oysa Maisa Yisrael. You give him a curse. Now, why did they pick on, we discussed last week briefly, why they pick on these Malchias, these Inyonim, but the Smahi and Sifkon Ches points out, the Bahani Nisparsim Hashkochas Hashem Yisbarag HaMaisim Aroim Divinei Odom Oparlen Bepumbi Lefim Maaseim. And I suggest that I added that maybe it's important that we have such a supernatural punishment, something that's going to be Nikola Kol, because we don't want people to learn from him. We want him even to improve and realize that he did something wrong. It's not something which is actionable in Bezin. We can't force him to go through with Mechira. All we could do is curse him, so we'd like the curse to hit hard and hit in a way that everyone knows why he's getting the curse and people won't learn from him. Daruch HaShulchan points out that the Derek Klal people get paid back for their various Ba'ilam HaBa. Some person who is not interested in Olam HaBa by him it's not a reality, and he only cares about Olam Hazeh, so we would like him to be paid back by Olam Hazeh to get cursed here, and therefore he'll be scared and we'll go through with the deal. We give him a curse, we're telling him he's going to get paid back here, like these Malchus were, then he'll think twice before he backs out. The Maharsha says, the reason why we compare it to these Malchus, my understanding of the Maharsha is that these Malchus, Umas Olam, they were Rishayim, they did mice in the Umas Olam that were, they, B'der Kala, not Oymed B'dibur, right, Chayas Yisrael, Lo Yidabru Chazav, but the Goyim are, but the goyim do back out on their word. So therefore, we give him a curse that he should be paid back and punished, just like goyim, because that's what he's doing. He's acting like a goy now, who's not oymed b'diburay. So we want him to be punished hard, just like a goy, just like these umas ha'ilim, the rishayim, were punished. But we have other svaras we've mentioned svaras Israel last week. But the bottom line is that this curse is not a simple curse. It's a heavy curse. I don't know of a heavier curse than this. We take the four most severe supernatural events in history of mankind, possibly, and in that curse, that's what we're giving this person who's not Oymed B'diburay. So we discussed last week, Maral Diskin said Avadi is going to be punished, but nevertheless, no, the curse is in Bezin, but someone who's ain't Oymed B'diburay is going to be punished. You want to know then what is the curse helping out? So again, this is beyond my scope. I don't know, you know, in Kabbalah, but I could hear that Imamar Lefreya, just like Ki Yitzhak Alay, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to pay back Son's mana, Yisayin and Valmanis anyway, but when they call out, if he's Imamar Lefreya, so to hear, when Bezin gives him a curse, he's going to be paid back maybe sooner or harder than otherwise. Okay, so in a Kanami, so you'll have a kilos of a bezin and it's a badaskel. Yeah, this we reserved someone for Shayesis or Leazavla. I mean, what did he do? I don't know if he was over the Rises, Shechem, or what was he doing? He just backed out. But nevertheless, we reserved such a curse because he's not Oysen Maisamko. Like I discussed last week, that, you know, an isolated Aver is one thing. But when you miss the boat, when you're not acting like a yid, that's entirely something different. You know, there's a famous story that there was someone who used to buy aravis every single day. On Chol HaMoed, he used to every day buy new aravis. Person who maybe couldn't afford to splurge in these things, or wasn't known to do these things, and he was a tzaddik, and he asked him, why are you doing it? He said, look, I really don't need the aravis. Yesterday's aravis are just fine. But the Ramah says it's minig Yisrael to buy a ravis every day. So he says, we're not talking about a chumrah, a hiddah, this. We're talking about minig Yisrael. I am a Yisrael. I want to be Yisrael. I don't want to miss the boat. It means I shouldn't be Yisrael, so that's why I buy a ravis every day. So to you, we discussed last week, is that, you know, a person doesn't isolate avera. No, that's one thing. But a person is not oymed b'dibur when it comes to Mecca Kamemka, Shereis Yisrael lo yasa avlo. He's not a Yisrael. For that, he deserves a curse. It's not, we don't dun just the isolated event. We're dunning that he's doing something that he's not a yid. For that, he deserves a curse. It's a whole different thing. Like a person, I gave an example last week, a person who rides a horse on Shabbos, cycling eyesight, it's a shvus. What's the problem exactly? A person who's riding a horse on Shabbos missed the boat. He doesn't understand, he doesn't appreciate what Shabbos is. If he can ride a horse, he's out of it. He's not in touch. For him, we're cycling eyesight. For a person who, I didn't mean, by the way, last week. There was no pun intended. Last week when I said a Motzai Shabbos, I didn't even know of the night, the last Friday night. So that wasn't my kavana. Maybe it's from the Shemayim. But you miss, you're not doing a Maisi Yisrael. You don't have the Zahiris for Shabbos. You don't have a Maisi Yisrael. For that person, yes, you're cycling that way. For that person, yes, you give him a Misha Parah. Sorry? No. An Aveira, you could be a Yid, but and you did an Aveira. When you did something that's not Oysim Maisi Yisrael, we don't find, it says the Chveis Sheyes Yisrael, Sheyes Yisrael doesn't talk in shul. I don't know, it's very nice, it's very bad, but they don't say, the puzzle doesn't say it. It says, Lo Yasa Avlo V'Yidabro Chozer. For that, he's not Oysim Maisi Yisrael. You don't find, I mean, I can't, you know, don't rely on me, but according to my memory, I don't recall in Hokoy Shemishpa, where it says, Lo Oysim Maisi Yisrael. It says it's reserved for this halakha, for this sif aleph. It says someone who's not oimid b'dibur is a loss of my sisra. He's not. He's out of it. He's not in touch with how a yid conducts business. He thinks that, oh, well, I'm going to do just like the goyim. Well, they stiff me all the time, so I have a right to stiff. That's how, you know, dog eat dog out there. That's the world we live in. No, that's not how a yid conducts business. If he does conduct like that, he's not a yid. He's lost in my self. He doesn't know how to. The Yidabu Chazar says Avla B'Chazar, right. Yidabu Chazar means the deceit, the Chazar, the Avla that he lets someone down, he's deceitful. No, Mekatois I could hear, but it's not to the degree of deceitful. Mekatois is, you mean he had premeditated and he knew he was fooling the guy? I hear. Look, it's a good kasha, but you're going to have to answer why over here it says Lots of my strong, nowhere else. Obviously, it's there's an Indian here. There's something going on here. Sorry? No, we give him the curse anyway. Yeah, even if he doesn't show up to bed, we'll give him the curse in his absence. Yeah. Okay, I have to either by name, if you hold like the second sheet or the first sheet. It's done. We have him in mind, but we won't say the Rakhobit Kaktana, but yes, we'll give him a curse. Sheis Yisrael, Yas Avla, if he's doing an Avla, he's not a Yisrael. No, by the way, yeah, one second. I said before, the Torah said it's only Legabi this Maisa. Legabi everything else, he is considered an Oisa Maisa Amcha. But Legabi this Hanhoga of his, he's not Oisa Maisa Amcha, and therefore we curse him for this Hanhoga. For this Hanhoga, you know, when a child does something wrong, it's not a bad child, it's a good child with a bad action, right? So with this Hanhoga, he's not an Oisa Maisa Yisrael. All right, we're not going to have time for another Sif, but let me go back then to say a halakha before. In Sif Beis, it says that Yeshua Medua Din Lamisha Koizabai Mimineshu Yori Lahavzat Kol HaMekah. If he's afraid that he's going to lose the entire Mekah, he sees an Oinus coming, he could back out already. The Sman Sif Kotan Hay says, why say Kol HaMekah? It means that the entire Mekah is going to get lost. Lafuke Zak Tisma, Im Ein Loi Lira Elam Miksas Hefzeh, Kagon Shekona Yain, the Yori Shiakmet is going to spoil a little bit. But you're going to still have yayin, but not inferior yayin you're going to have, not good wine that you made up to have. So there, this man says that you have no right to back out. You only have a right to back out when you anticipate, when you foresee that there's going to be a oinus that's going to ruin the entire Mecca. No, even if it's a non, oh, you mean, maybe they're not a non-Sahadi, if it's, you're going to still get wine, just not as good wine. Okay? Okay, I really, it's true. I don't understand fully the chilek. The Piskei Teshuva in Sif Katan Hey brings down the Sha'ar Mishpat, who qualifies this man, says that this man is only talking about like Yain Vehichmitz. We're still getting Yain just of inferior quality. But let's say you contract to get 100 items, and 10, you see anointings that are going to destroy 10 of them. It's only Mixas Mekach. But that's not the Mixas Mekah we're talking about. We're talking about Mixas Mekah of Eichas. Mixas Mekah of Kamos, if you can have fewer items, you're not going to have the 100 items, you're only going to have 90 items now, then I do have a right to back out if I foresee that, yeah, if it's a definite oinus that's going to take place that will destroy, let's say, 10 of the items, I have a right to back out. The Meshmois, oh, very good. The Meshmois of Shamishba is like a steer ratio, let's say, from one side he says you have a right to back out, and then his lashon is, you don't have to get a mishapara neged the chisaron that you anticipate. Vice versa, but neged that which is not going to be chisaron, you should have to get a mishapara. Stick with Steve's mashmoyis of how to understand the Shamishra, how vai to take it. If you would learn the Shamishra means that you have a Pesach, not to back out anything, the svara would be is that I only contracted to get 100 items, 90 items is not going to do. I don't want to buy 90 items, I only want to buy 100. Since I have a right to back on the add on those 10, because those 10 are going to not be there, so maybe that will now give me a right to back it on the other 90. But like I said, it's not clear. I saw, I think it was a Piskei Choshen who also brought down the Sha'ar Mishpat and makes these mashmais and says he doesn't know. It's Arachim Ledin, like the Sha'ar Mishpat, we have a right to back out on everything or only on just those 10. All right, call to.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.